One Army Special Forces soldier from the Northwest is trying to help the Afghans he worked with get out of the country. But first, they have to make it through the hard winter. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
During his more than 8 years in Army Special Forces, Tom Kaza deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. He's been back in the Northwest a while, but when Kaza watched the troubled U.S. military evacuation from Afghanistan last summer, he felt helpless.
You know, not being there in person for them is a lot harder than, you know, actually going to combat with these guys, just because it's just how impotent we are right now to, like, actually make a difference with these guys.
Now, what worries Kaza is the fate of the people he's worked with in Afghanistan who are still there.
How do I get medicine or food to, you know, Sam's family, for example, has four kids, all of them under 6 years old, as, you know, 6, 4, 3, and 1. You know, how do I help that family out, you know?
In Afghanistan, Kaza managed specially trained local minesweepers known as Team 11. They were the brave frontline men who went ahead of U.S. soldiers and detonated IEDs. They would find IEDs by sweeping the ground with metal detectors or by probing for them with their bare fingers. Often that meant going into tunnels, up hilltops, and being shot at.
It's an absurd amount of risk these guys were undertaking.
Take the time in 2019 when the team was up a hilltop. Kaza was about to set up his rifle to protect his teammates below. Then the metal detector pinged.
I want to go back down the hill just to, you know, carry on with the mission. Because in my calculus, it wasn't worth potentially dealing with, you know, multiple IEDs on the hilltop. I just want to blow that one, call it a day, and go back down the hill. Whereas my mom wanted to keep on pressing and clear the entire hilltop.
Now, Kaza is creating a nonprofit called Save Team 11. About 120 of his left-behind teammates and their families are being hunted by the Taliban, both because of their tribal affiliation and their work for the U.S. It could take more than a year before their immigration paperwork goes through. Kaza's goal? Provide food, medicine, clothing, and shelter. During the U.S. evacuation last August, Kaza was able to help several people get out of the airport. One was Muhammad Mahdi Husseini.
This is Mahdi right here.
Hi, Mahdi. It's good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thank you.
Back in August, Mahdi was stuck outside the airport in Kabul without a plane ticket.
I can't now believe that I'm here because the situation was not that good in airport too.
Mahdi's brother was already in the Northwest and he knew Kaza might be able to help. Kaza emailed letters of recommendation to Mahdi, but he still had to get on a plane.
So in every checkpoint that the Taliban were stopping us, so I was worried, like, if they find my documents, then what should I do? Yeah, it was horrible those days, and I will never forget that.
Now Kaza wants to help the rest of Mahdi's family and others still waiting to get out. While he waits to get 501c3 nonprofit status from the IRS, Kaza is fundraising for members of Team 11, who he says are on the verge of starvation.
So they need aid now, and that's what we're trying to do.
Kaza says he couldn't have done his job without the help of his brave Afghan comrades. Now Mahdi is helping Kaza run Save Team 11. I'm Anna King.